This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
What do you do when you're about to encounter the ex-husband at an event for your adult kids? A Mix listener has that question with Text Roulette. It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. 414-432-1099. Call in and provide your life experience and advice to help out this Mix listener. That's what Text Roulette is. And the question, I think, is a really good one and a valid one that maybe you felt when you deal with an ex-spouse. Should I tell my ex-husband about my new boyfriend before our daughter's housewarming that I am bringing him to? We aren't really in contact with each other, and he may already know through adult kids / social media, etc. Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. You've been in this situation. You have advice. We want to hear it. 414-432-1099. I do remember when my dad started dating after my parents' divorce.
Okay.
And there was a musical that my nephew was in. And we all went to it. And this was dad's first public outing with Susie, where my mom would be there.
Surprise!
And we knew that she was coming, and we had met her and love her. She's still a big member of our family. We love her dearly. And I remember my mom saying to me after the fact, why didn't anybody give me a heads up that was going to happen?
Hello.
And I looked at my mom and I said, why is that my job to do that? That's between you and dad. I'm your kid. I'm not getting involved in that.
Would have been nice of you to kind of just throw it out there.
But why?
Just a buffer. I think that's what happens in my family. My mom has always said, hey, just don't say anything but this is going to happen. I don't want you to like get floored when this happens.
We're all adults
when
here.
When a new one walks in, that would be my mother saying, careful.
This is about Brett's musical. But I put a boundary up really clearly and I said, I am not getting involved in anything between you and dad. That doesn't involve me.
She
owned that. She's like, okay, I get what you're, but I'm like, that's not my place to say that. And everybody was fine. Everybody is fine. And everybody could be adults. But for this mixed listener, it's nice if you don't want to give your ex a heads up because it will eliminate any possible drama.
Well, wait a minute.
But why would you do that though? You're going to over-explain.
Why would you over-explain? All you're saying is,
I don't know that you need to say anything.
I got somebody I'm coming with just so you're prepared. Just so they're prepared, you know?
But then that also implies like, what, does he still have feelings for you? What if he's sitting there going, hey, I've been good for a while.
It's just very awkward. when that kind of stuff happens. Okay, so my brother John was engaged way back in the day, decided to break off the engagement, had a new girlfriend, and he just showed up at home with her, which he's divorced now. Alinda was his new girlfriend. And I'm like, who is this? This is not his fiance, Kathy. What? This? Who is this? You know, everybody's got that whole, like, you know, you're even me as, like, you know, a little kid. I'm like, why are they holding hands? What's going on?
But the adult, I didn't understand the adult that. Kids know that they're together.
And, and so my parents were kind of the same way. They're like, I don't know who your brother's walking in with, but we got to figure this out. And so there was a little bit of, what are you doing here? What's going on? Who is this? See, and then it's like, oh, I just want to surprise everybody. That's what my brother said. No, don't do that. If heads up is better for everybody, right?
And yes, I don't disagree with that. I was saying in my situation as the kid, that's not for me to get involved in the dynamics of my parents' relationship.
Mm.
That's not for a kid. That's not a kid's spot. Like, kids, like, don't want to get involved in any of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't ask for it.
You didn't, right.
We just showed up here. We're a part of it. So if you want to be the bigger person, it's maybe not a bad idea to say something.
Interesting.
But I don't know necessarily that you have to. It doesn't have to be anything drawn out. Maybe it's just a simple text saying, hey, just give me a heads up. I'm bringing Jeff to the party. It's a guy I've been talking to. Just wanted you to know out of respect.
Who has been through this? 414-432-1099. It would be great to hear from you all.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Angel, so you were a part of a situation where you had an ex and one of you started dating. Did you reach out and tell the other person that you were bringing your new significant other to the family function?
Heck no, and I would never tell.
Really?
If it was a serious party, like a wedding or something, I mean, I would never talk to him. But if my daughter that's getting married would want to say to him, you know, mom's coming and she's dating someone, without getting into it with your parent. But why should I tell them who I'm dating when that's like the whole reason I got divorced? So I wouldn't have to tell them anything.
So this happened to you in your life?
Twice, two husbands.
Okay, and you didn't say anything.
Hey, no shame in that. You wanted to wait.
Yeah, no, we're not judging
that. You want to be happy. Yeah,
we're not judging that. So you didn't say anything?
Yeah, no, I didn't say anything. And in fact, at my daughter's wedding, it was out of town.
Oh,
and I did not know that he remarried. Nobody told me.
Okay.
And so we were in the church and I'm sitting behind. But I just got up and left. I mean, I stayed for her wedding, but I made sure I was out of there pretty quick.
Yeah,
because he was remarried? And did you wish that you had known that?
No, I really didn't care, but I didn't want to see him, that's all.
Yeah, it didn't bother you to that point, but you're like, I just don't want to see him. And you said it happened twice, so what was the other time?
Oh, yeah, I was happy for them.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if they found somebody else, go for it, you know, because you're divorced. I don't care about that. I just feel like you shouldn't have to report or tell your ex that you're going to be somewhere that he is. He should just show up and you should just show up.
And I see what you mean by that. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that dynamic too. Again, being a kid from divorced parents and having been remarried now and in a blended family, I think it boils down to it's the daughter's housewarming. And this is about putting the daughter first and not having it awkward for the daughter.
I think the daughter should say something without getting specific. You know, dad's coming. I want you to know, Mom, ahead of time, because he's dating someone.
Yeah, I don't know. Then that just kind of turns.
But that's also where I come from as the kid of divorced parents, where I put that boundary up and said, I am not getting involved in your relationship with dad. What it was before and now after with the divorce.
We've got a lot of text messages coming in, too, that kind of say, I don't think she needs to say anything. They're not married. Yeah, even if he knows, it's going to be awkward either way. So you might as well just leave it.
There you go. Just leave it. And if you're already assuming that they might know, because they said in the message, they might already know from the adult kids and social media. Don't make a bigger deal than it needs to be. Just show up. Be adults. Be respectful.
Always. Yes. That's how life should be.
Angel, thank you so much for your insight and for sharing what you went through.
So, Angel, are you on to husband number three, or where's your life at now?
No, I'm working on it. I'm an old lady. I'm dating somebody like 15 years younger than me.
Yeah, Angel!
I'm having a ball.
So, Angel, you have a 15-year age gap with your relationship?
Oh, yeah.
And you love it.
I love it. I haven't been with anybody for 17 years, so... it was just like a blessing.
Where did you guys meet?
Yeah.
I mean, it was by accident. I mean, I just saw him at a grocery store, and he said, are you here alone shopping? And I said, yeah, are you? Yeah, what are you doing tonight? I said, nothing. And he said, you want to go have a drink? Well, of course, I already knew that there was no place open. Uh-huh. So we ended up at his house, and that's all I can say.
Whoa, Angel, getting it. Okay, so wait, what aisle were you in at the grocery store? Was he like, hey, can you pass those melons?
I work in the deli across from the jelly. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Which deli can we eat? Because we might want to come and say hi to you sometime.
Well, in Racine, Wisconsin.
Okay.
The Piggly Wiggly on Spring Street. Makes the best.
Then buy it.
Ever. People drive from out of town to come and get their chicken.
And they come and get some loving, too, apparently.
Yeah, right. Angel, well, that's so encouraging, and I think you say it well. You do you, boo. Whatever makes you happy, do it. Don't worry about the ex. We're so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you for the words of encouragement. I appreciate that.
You enjoy that man of 15 years younger than you. Do you have to keep up? Do you have to do anything special to keep up with someone younger? Or do they have to keep up with you?
No. He's got to keep up with me. Like I said, 17 years, so I'm part rabbit. I don't know.
Angel, we got to give Angel a nickname here. Angel, you got to be a regular on our show.
Well, he's got a nickname for me, but I can't say what it is.
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah. No, I can't.
It's great hearing about your relationship, though. We like to talk to people about their, you know, sometimes those kind of topics come up, like, what's your age gap, and does it cause any issues? And it doesn't sound like there's issues there with you.
No, there's no issues. If you care about each other, what's the issue going to be?
Yeah,
and
right on.
When you're older, you appreciate everything a lot more.
Yes. Angel from the deli counter, dishing out advice and some love.
Thank you.
Want that roast beef sliced thin.
Yeah. I'll slice it or I'll shave it. Either way.
Oh, I like the shaved roast beef. That's good stuff right there.
Oh, yes, it is.
Thanks, Angel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.